I want you to repeat after me. Father, I thank you for my ears. They hear. I thank you for my eyes. They see. And I thank you for my heart. Because it perceives what you're saying to me. Amen. The focus is back on Colossians chapter 2. And he was pressing me again to really push a couple of buttons that might be helpful to get an outflow from the Lord instead of always seeking to try to perform on our own. And a great deal of the religious education that's going on in the world is you do and you act and you react, and then you'll have all the victories that you want. When I read a book called Needless Casualties of War by John Paul Jackson many years back, I realized that a lot of that teaching may sound good, may be satisfying to the flesh because I'm in control. And I'll give you the quote, Matthew 18:18, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. It sounds as though you have all the authority to do whatever you want, whenever you want, however you want to do it. But the scripture that I want you to see is verse 9. For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority. So who is the head? Jesus is the head. In him, meaning corporately, you were all so circumcised in the putting off of the sinful nature, not by a circumcision done by man or the hands of men, but with the circumcision done by Christ, by the anointing. So without the anointing, you're going to have what?
Nothing. Flesh.
Thank you. You're going to have flesh. And we've got a lot of people out there that need that next level of fire that was shown this morning. Because in the book of Acts, chapter 2, the flames of fire entered every single person that was in that group. 120 walked away different than when they walked into that room. In Hebrews chapter 1, verses 7 and 14, he said, we have been surrounded, and those angels are available to do a work, and he is the head of his army, the angels, and we sometimes can be sent to do a work. But it's got to be authorized by the Lord. And not an authorization by your own good idea to clean up somebody or clean up a region. And sometimes I listen to some of the programs on television and on the internet, and I say, oh my God, do they need an awakening, and they're going to be in trouble. You say, how do you know? Because I landed in the hospital because I was not discerning what someone spoke many years back. And it took months and months to recover because I disobeyed and went into an area that I should have never been into or never should have gone into. But I didn't know any better. I listened to the authorities of that day and believed what I had been told. My difficulty or my lack of knowledge caused me to suffer. Does that give you a clue? Can you suffer needlessly? Yes. And in that book that John Paul wrote, one of the reasons he wrote it is because at the time the book was written, there was a major move by the believers in many, many churches throughout our nation. And John Paul went all over the nation to minister in many nations as well as this one. And he was getting phone calls from major churches in different cities. And the pastors were questioning, John Paul, would you pray please for our church, because our women are losing their children. And the babies would not make term. They were dying in the womb. And he couldn't figure it out. Now, that's serious business. If you've got 200-300 people, and all the women that get pregnant end up with some form of loss at some form of that pregnancy, if you're a pastor that has a heart, you're going to want to know why. John Paul went to the Lord, and the Lord said they're using the authority that they are pulling down the spirit of abortion. But I didn't give them that word. It came from their own desires. So a good idea can get you into what? Deep, deep trouble. So he ran to the Lord and said, what's going on? And that's when he wrote the book, because God gave him a dream. And I'm not going to go into the whole dream. I would tell you, if you are one of those that is having all kinds of difficulties, double check on what you're doing and why. Because if you're not relying on God's angels and you're doing stuff to clean yourself up, you're under the wrong anointing. It's called the selfish anointing. I want to see myself free. I want to see myself clean. And I'm going to do it my way. And your way is going to backfire. So when the Lord showed John Paul that it was like throwing hatchets at the moon, you could stand outside tonight, look at that great big moon, and throw hatchets at it, and how successful would you be? John chapter 5, verse 19 and 30. Jesus never did anything to please himself. Jesus never did anything to please himself. Is he my example? Am I willing to wait for the answers when he gives me a direction that is going to produce good fruit instead of having problems? And in these churches, they were taught to intercede and to pull down the principalities of abortion. And God never told them to do it. So the women were losing their babies. So John Paul wrote the back after he told them, you've got to stop what you're doing because you're doing it under the wrong anointing. You're doing it out of an anointing of witchcraft. Rick Joyner, the very first thing he did in South Carolina when he was told to purchase PTL was to pull down the spirit of Christian witchcraft. You're saying, you're getting scary. No, I'm not. I'm trying to tell you, you're not your own God. And if you try to perform to do something that's out of order, in case you forgot, Jesus is the head. Can you put one foot in front of the other without your head being in order? Can you lift up one hand without the functioning of your mind and your head? Cut your head off, and how well is your body going to function? If you and I are not connected to Jesus Christ as the head of everything you do, you are out in a very dangerous corner. And I'm not trying to tease you or pound this into you to make you full of fear. I am saying you better pay attention. St. Paul wasn't writing this letter for ha-has. He was telling you what and who is the head of the body? The church. Churches were falling apart all over the nation because they were not submissive to the Lord. They weren't doing it his way. And if you don't know how to do it, for Pete's sakes, you've got two hands, and you've got a mind, and you've got an ability. Humble me, Lord. Whatever I have to learn, teach me, comfort me. Do whatever you have to do. And you say, well, it can't be going on today because that book was written in the 90s. I've got news for you. Gail and I went to a service downtown Springfield several years back. And that book was publicly insulted by a great minister thinking he's right, literally going against God's word and believing what he did and what he was doing was of God. I walked out of there and my wife had been wounded and so was Gail and I because we knew this was out of order. You say, well, those churches should know. Maybe they know, but they don't want to do it. False apostles, false teachers, and false preachers are a dime a dozen. And I'm not saying I don't make mistakes, but I'm willing to learn. What I am saying to you is the head of the church is Jesus Christ. The circumcision is going to be done. The cutting away of the flesh is going to be done by the Holy Spirit, not by you and me. Not by cutting off people. Got it? Verse 12. Having been buried with him in baptism and raised with him through your faith in the power of God. Not the power of your own mouth. And I know I'm a little bit preachy this morning, but it's dangerous things that I see people do that can get them into trouble, and I'm trying to keep you out of harm's way. Is it that difficult to say, Papa, I need help? Thank you. That's all I'm saying to you. Go to the head. Who's the head? Jesus is your head. He is your leader. He's got the mind. He's got the ability. He is by his spirit within you. Can he get through to you? Yeah, he can. Can he change your heart? He can circumcise you and get rid of the flesh and keep the spirit within you so that life can come back into your relationships and into this church. And it's not all about this church. It's every church that's making mistakes. They need prayer. They need intercession. But unless the Lord gives you the job, don't go out on a limb. Because it's kind of silly. If you're doing this to please somebody else or because you feel sorry for them, I don't see feeling sorry as a guideline to obedience to the Lord. Do you? Has he placed Jesus over them? Is their ability to humble themselves a reality? So trust the holy angels to do what you and I could never do. Amen? Are the angels of the Father ministering spirits sent forth to minister to us? Yes. Hebrews chapter 1? Yes. So you can relax and say, okay, God, I know there's a need here. I know there's a great need there. Holy Spirit, have you got a job for me concerning that area? And unless he speaks, you better keep your mouth shut. Keep your nose clean. Okay? And ask the Lord to take the emotions away. Because emotions are dangerous. And wanting to see somebody come to life, wanting a church to see what they need to see, is not yours and my responsibility. Who's the head of the church?
Jesus.
Will he let some fall?
Depends on the person. If they don't open up to him, they're going to fall.
They're going to fall, right? And I can remember when quite a few churches in this area were closed. And I was on an emotional, well, I don't know what you'd call it. It wasn't a tirade, but it was like, oh my God, it was a journey. I felt bad because some of my family members were involved. And I don't like seeing people suffer. Can you relate? Okay. So now I'm listening to all this, and one day I said, Lord, you know, oh Lord, you know, these people have laid out so much time and effort. their ancestors put themselves out and worked hard to build and to make things happen. And it's all falling apart. And I'm kind of weeping inside. You know, I'm on an emotional place. And I'm aware of it. Can you shut down all your emotions? I couldn't. So the tears are rolling out of my eyes. And I began to pray in the Holy Ghost. And as I began to pray in the Holy Spirit, I heard, "This is my doing. They'll never find me until they lose what they are confident in." I didn't like what I heard. If you've built your confidence in yourself, you have a problem ahead of you. If you've built your confidence in the Holy Spirit and the Father and the Son, Jesus Christ, you've got victory after victory after victory coming in front of you. That's why we're here today. So would you lift your hands to Him? Say, "I surrender, Lord.
I surrender, Lord.
I surrender my attitude.
I surrender my attitude.
My determination.
My determination.
To help others.
To help others.
Because I feel bad for them.
Because I feel bad for them.
I'm asking you. To circumcise the flesh.
To circumcise the flesh.
The emotional part of me.
The emotional part of me.
It could get me into trouble.
It could get me into trouble.
So I'm asking you now.
So I'm asking you now.
Let Jesus become.
Let Jesus become.
Everything that I need.
Everything that I need.
My focus totally on Him.
My focus totally on Him.
Because He's the head.
Over every power.
He is the authority.
Over every principality.
Everything that was created.
Was created by Him.
And He can handle it.
I'm depending
by choice on you, Lord,
and not on myself.
If I've made a mistake,
help me to see.
Open my eyes.
Open my ears.
And open my heart.
To perceive.
I don't want to miss.
In Jesus' name.
I pray.